members of the committee, we have the Board of Game and Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission nominees to be signed today, so would you please sign that before you leave the committee meeting. Today in your package you have a draft letter of intent as well as your fiscal note and the legislation before you, and I'd like to ask Jim Palmer if he would come up quickly and run through the bill before us.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Thank you, Madam Chairman. The bill you have before you is a piece of work that has been came out of a meeting we have with a group of individuals representing the environmental community, the oil and gas community, the Alaska General Contractors, the Governor's Office, DVC, House Resources Committee, and Representative Organized Labor and myself. As you know, Madam Chairman, this hazardous waste bill passed 3 years ago with authorized the state to set up its own hazardous waste management program. Since that time, regulations and other items that needed to be done to get the state in compliance and to have EPA authorization of our program have been worked on. It is obvious to all of us that this has been a very controversial area.
Which one?
To your instructions, Madam Chairman, we have attempted to come to some sort of consensus to end this controversy and once and for all to get on with the program, to have a state program that works and that is somewhat agreeable, although not totally agreeable, to everyone. What you have before you, Madam Chairman, is the work that has come from this group. It would be untrue for me to say, Madam Chairman, that everybody is pleased, totally pleased with this piece of work. That is not the case. However, in my opinion, I believe we have at least a piece of work that nobody is going to object to. There are certain groups that like it more than others. Perhaps that is true of all legislation. Basically, very quickly, Madam Chairman, the highlights of this bill are the department must begin to take active management over the federal program. This is a key, the group felt that this was a key component of any activity we do, that they get hands-on work experience in managing a hazardous waste program. At this point in time, they do not have any of this experience. You'll notice, Madam Chairman, the letter of intent specifically notes that the department is required to actively, and I want to stress the word actively, Madam Chairman, take over this program to get this vital experience. This was one area that there was higher consensus on. During the next 2 years, Madam Chairman, the department must take a renewed look at the regulations that they have come up with. There is disagreement in this area. There are some groups that would like, obviously, the LIST program to be the state program, the RECRA program. There are others that would prefer to see the degree of hazard. Madam Chairman, the letter of intent addresses this. The letter of intent says that the department must evaluate their regulations, and in this evaluation, they must consider the current regulations which promote the degree of hazard approach. After the end of 2 years, Madam Chairman, regulations would be adopted, which would take effect 1 year later. During that year, there would be a public education period in which the people who are going to be regulated by this program would be told of what's going to happen and what responsibilities they would have. Also, Madam Chairman, the two exemptions are specifically allowed, one for mining waste and one for oil and gas products from the drilling areas. These follow the federal exemption. The state would be able to terminate this exemption or change this exemption after the federal studies which are currently mandated are completed. Another main part of this bill, Madam Chairman, is the area of for a siting of a hazardous waste site. The group
felt that in order to have a workable agreement in this state, given the distance from Alaska to Oregon, that we needed a hazardous waste site here in Alaska. This sets up a procedure by which that site could be located. The other main section, Madam Chairman, is the requirements that EPA has told us we needed to have for authorization, namely the criminal and civil penalties. This was incorporated in the Governor's Bill, Senate Bill 498, with certain one exception. That bill has been incorporated into this. Madam Chairman, I'd like to make one final comment on my personal level. As you all know, this has been a very ticklish negotiations. I'd like to commend those people who have participated for their frankness and honesty and their hard work, especially the, I might name them for the record, Madam Chair, Tom Brooks of Aoga, Anita Burke Reinhardt of the Environmental Center in Anchorage, Mr. Snyder of Alaska General Contractors, Dave Stancliffe of the House Resources Committee, John Schmidley of the Governor's Office, Stan Hungerford of the Department of Environmental Conservation, Jim Sweeney of the Municipality of Anchorage, Nick Holcomb of the Labor, and also his assistant, David Wigglesworth.
Thank you, Jim. The committee appreciates your work and those you met, the work of those you mentioned. Do members of the committee have questions concerning this legislation?
Madam Chair.
Senator Sturgeon.
One question on the federal studies that are going on dealing with drilling mud and the mining issue. What's their timetable?
There are two different timetables on that, Senator. My information, the mining studies are close to completion, and draft regulation should be completed within the next year or year and a half. The study on the drilling mines is not as far along. I don't have any specific time given to me. Unfortunately, EPA was supposed to have done that quite a while ago.
Madam Chair, just to continue that, if I may, once those are completed and adopted by the federal government, would they apply then to Alaska?
Madam Chairman, Senator, the committee felt that the state should not be locked into any federal regulation on this as such. They would have to consider and any proposed federal regulations to see if those apply to Alaska. However, the department would be able, after appropriate processes of regulations, to terminate and to change or adopt a different regulation to those products.
Mm-hmm. Now, Madam Chair, the one other question. What happens to regulations and so on that may be in effect regarding hazardous waste at the current time? We have a process of developing the regulations and then the timetable when it goes into effect and so on. What happens to what's on the books now?
Madam Chair, Senator, the current regulations would be put in abeyance in the sense that they would not be signed. They have not been signed at the present time. In 2 years, the next 2 years from this July, we have a set of regulations adopted. What those would look like, I don't know. The current, they would have to adopt right away the federal regulations by reference so they could manage those.
So the federal regulations would be adopted?
That's correct.
Immediately in lieu of developing the state regulations?
That's correct.
Jim, in your work on this, did you come into any awareness on the part of the department and the others that the statute requires that regulations go through their committee of reference? In other words, do you feel that the committee will have a chance to review the new regs as they're developed?
Madam Chairman, I'm working with you for these 4 years. I'm sure that you'll be aware able to review any regulations you'd like to. However, beyond that, I think it was a major consensus that the group that this committee or other legislative committees maintain a close oversight over the implementation of this program, just so that these things don't fall through the cracks again. And hopefully we're not 3 years, 2 years, just on this point here again. But it's important that we, as I mentioned, get on with it.
Thank you very much, Jim. Are there further questions from members of the committee?
Madam Chair.
Senator Sturgeon.
Just one brief one. We, on some of these bills, managed to pick up a whole lot of fiscal notes, and I noticed the difference between the April 13th and April 19th in terms of a capital request.
Senator, the reason for that is the department, I believe, last week got capital appropriation for the cleanup. That money was appropriated for that purpose for a period of 3 years, $405,000, I think was the difference, $450,000, excuse me. That was for the cleanup capital cost for 3 years. This fiscal note, the new one, negated that because they already had that money in this year's budget.
And they do expect that these are enough dollars to make the program work. We're not cutting down the fiscal note to the point where they can't do the work.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just from the issue, but I guess it's a matter of I need to know, is it policy normally? I see we're hiring two range 19 people at $50,000 apiece. We have $12,000, which is $6,000 each for moving expenses. Is it normal in the state situation for range 19 to always pay travel for relocation?
Senator, I am not being qualified to answer the question.
I'm sure Senator Fisher will take a good look at that. Thank you very much, Jim. I believe we have a government community test by Jay.
My name is Jay Nelson. I'm executive director of the Alaska Environmental Lobby. And although I was not a participant in the work group that developed this legislation, I feel speaking on behalf of the environmental community, just as Anita Burke Reinhart was acting on the behalf of the environmental community during those meetings. We support this bill, but have some reservations of some elements. Specifically, well, actually, first thing I'd like to do is the approach of negotiations, similar to what we've gone through, are a good approach. It takes it to some extent out of the political arena, and all things being equal, it's probably better than a lot of other approaches for something this complicated. With that said, I would like to comment on subsection two in this bill, and not what it says, but what it doesn't say. One of the main concerns of the environmental community to see that got into this was the so-called degree of hazard. The Department of Environmental Conservation spent 3 years developing regulations on hazardous wastes and had numerous public hearings around the state. One of the concepts they came up with, developed from, arrived at from what other states have done, was a so-called degree of hazard approach. What that is, it's a method for determining hazardous substances, such that if you take some of the substance and throw it in a fish tank and fish die, then the substance is hazardous and therefore it's covered under hazardous waste regulations. It's very simple and very quick, and you can get things on the list very fast. The other thing it does is it handles wastes that are toxic in the extreme differently from those that have minor toxicity. The alternative to that approach, and the one used in the federal regulations, is the approach of listing. And under the federal approach of listing specific chemicals after the lots of tests have been conducted, it was 4 years before they listed their first chemicals under the federal law. The legislation was passed in 76. Presently, there are 368 chemicals listed on that federal list out of the several thousands of chemicals that are on the market right now, and thousands more being introduced each year. That approach is extremely cumbersome and not effective. They also, the same method they use to determine toxicity of waste streams from specific plants, and there are certain industrial processes that are listed as toxic, 120 to be exact, most of which do not apply to Alaska. So the degree of hazard approach, we feel, is an extremely important approach. And from talking to a number of participants in the work group, most, if not all, but maybe one or two, felt that the degree of hazard was extremely important. And it was our understanding that we would end up with the degree of hazard. Even though, well, the regulations as presently written include the degree of hazard, and that is the one thing that we want to see included in the regulations that will come out in 2 years. Under Section 2, it's been, well, it's our understanding that Section 2 implies the degree of hazard approach, even though that approach specifically has no legal standing. It's a difficult one to define. we understand Section 2 to mean degree of hazard, and I believe that there are other people involved in that would have the same impression. It's an important thing, and without it, this hazardous waste program is incredibly weak. And I guess that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much, Jay. Members of the committee, who have questions or comments? Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to testify on this bill? Very well, then the chair will accept the motion on the committee substitute.
Madam Chair, I move the Resource Committee substitute bill 419.
Is there objection? So be it. The chair would accept the motion on the bill.
Madam Chair, I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 503 resources with individual recommendation. And I also move that draft letter.
Are there objections? Then the letter of intent and the bill is moved with individual recommendation. Is there anything else to come before this committee? Please don't forget to sign the list of those nominees for our Board of Fish before you leave. And thank you very much for your time and effort. Committee's adjourned.
That concludes the teleconference. Thank you, Jackie and Anchorage, for...